This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into BetQL Daily, live coast to coast on the BetQL Network, alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski, who will be by momentarily. I'm Chris Mack, and man, it was a weekend, and we've got a lot on the way. It feels like, if I could get poetic for just a moment, new beginnings, right? We've got postseason starting in both the NBA and the NHL. We've got another week of Survivor in baseball to keep things moving forward. But most of all, it's draft week. It's draft week in the NFL. We are just a little bit more than 72 hours away from the NFL draft starting in Detroit Thursday night. And when it gets here, who knows what could happen. We've got ways to look at it, though. We've got bets on it. We've got some all-time busts as well as all-time bets to look back on in the form of the NFL draft. We'll do that in 20 minutes. Top of the hour, Scott Smith, the 4 for 4, with another update on what he thinks may happen, especially in the first round of the draft. As mentioned, updates on all of the postseason series that are up and running in both the NBA and NHL. As we've got game ones out of the way, MLB Survivor later as well. Join us live coast to coast on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/BetQL, or YouTube, just search Odyssey Sports. Also, download that Odyssey app so you can take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're doing today. Aaron, it is a big weekend for the NBA and NHL getting up and running. We can get into that, but the draft and the Commanders down the street from you are being tempted, it sounds like,
probably want to play because when you're QB1, you get
mistake.
Way more snaps.
I don't
practice.
Know who can
you
hear
just
that.
Get way more options of playing time, but you just get so much more experience. And if you,
but it sounds like, oh, there we go. We're back. We're having more technical issues this morning. It happens from time to time, but we can't blame this on Aaron's laptop. It's all good.
Can we blame it on a bad case of the Mondays? Could we just move that segment up to here?
Move it right up to the top? We probably could.
That's what's happening right now.
It's going to be a case of the Fridays, which is not good in Washington's case. If they end up doing what a lot of people think they may end up doing, this could be bad. The odds for J.J. McCarthy at number 2 overall have moved from 20-1 to 12-1. We are officially up and running now, apparently. So welcome in if you're just joining us due to the early technical issues. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack alongside Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski by shortly.
I'm here.
Get you ready for the NFL draft. He's here. He's here. We can't see him, but we can hear him.
Correct. Because, I don't know.
if things run in the Washington Commanders draft room on Thursday, anything like things are running for us the last couple of days with technical issues, then it'll be J.J. McCarthy second overall, Joe.
What the hell? I mean, just when you thought, okay, that was the twist that we were saying late last week between the quarterbacks. Let's just enter J.J. McCarthy, your boy, into the mix. Like, you are going to have an aneurysm when we were talking about the idea of him going 11 or 12.
Yes.
Same thing, top 5. Now 2. This is what we're doing?
This is, Aaron, this move from 20-1 to 12-1. We've also got a Jason LaConfora report on Friday saying hey, you know, if Washington wants to lean into analytics, this may be the way they go. You know, if Cliff doesn't kind of run the draft room, maybe this is the direction they go. Aaron, they're not going to do this, are they?
I've got to think this is not going to happen, and it's going to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels all along. I wish I was listening to 106.7 The Fan to hear all the callers right now, because this is exactly what Washington needs to get fired up. They will be lighting up the phone lines all day long. That's what I thought maybe this was. Like, I know how to rile up this fan base. Let's let everyone believe that maybe, just maybe, J.J. McCarthy could be selected at number 2 overall, because that would really make everyone happy around here for a franchise that hasn't had a solid quarterback in like 20 years.
This is a disaster in the making. Your guy, Chris Russell, though, Aaron, from the Team 980 in D.C., told BetQL on Saturday on the Better Angle, Paul Aspen was there for this, that there is significant interest in JJ from the Commanders. Listen to this.
I had an assistant coach in the NFL tell me weeks ago, right around the time that of his pro day, said, hey, watch out for JJ McCarthy and the Commanders. They really, really like him. And then all of a sudden we found out, oh my God, they're meeting with him for dinner in Ann Arbor the night before his pro day. And that started all that speculation. So I would say this is still, in my opinion, a 3-horse race.
Wow. This can't be, Joe. This can't be a 3-horse. This has to
Wait. Why can it not? Why can it not be? Are the other two quarterbacks, May and Daniels, that much better?
Daniels is. Daniels is that much better than McCarthy, I think.
I would agree with you. I would go there. But.
Yeah. I mean, May, I think he's better, in my opinion anyway, he's better than McCarthy. Is it like head and shoulders? I could never draft this guy ahead of McCarthy. Maybe for me, again, it is. I'm sorry. I can't get on board with the nonsensical idea that the Commanders, after sitting on May and Daniels, trying to make this decision for how long, would just now finally come around and go, no, you know what? Those things we've been discussing for the last 2 months, 2.5 months, maybe longer. Nope. All wrong. We've got to go with, it's got to be JJ McCarthy. I think this is full on smokescreen to see if they can't lodge something loose from somebody in the possibility of a draft day deal. Somebody who thinks, they might take JJ. And they smoke out whichever teams are really high on JJ McCarthy in order to see what they're willing to give up to move up to get him in this odd dimension they've created, Aaron, where somehow people are willing to trade up for JJ McCarthy. I think it's all lying season smoke and there is no fire.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
I do too. And if it is true, have fun with that. This is a massive swing though, because the odds, you know, were cut in half basically. So it's, people are buying into this. At least the sports books are, to lower that number to 12 to 1. Something's got to be going on there.
One of the four is going to fall. That is what the history of the NFL has shown us. That, yes, once in a while, you'll go 1, 2, 3. You get three quarterbacks that are lined up, and then the next one to go doesn't go 4. They usually go around 8, 10, 11, something like that. 1999, you did go 1, 2, 3. Couch, McNabb, Akili Smith. Then Dante Culpepper and Cade McNown go 11, 12. Like, that's typically how it goes. You can go 2 or 3 very high, but the likelihood that you're going to go top 4, and okay, Arizona's definitely going to trade out for a quarterback when you have some believe could be an all-time receiver staring them in the face, and that's a big need for them. I don't know about that. It's like, it's also which one's going to fall. Because one of them's going to fall a little bit here. I don't see 1 through 4 all quarterbacks.
I have a hard time getting beyond the first two being quarterbacks. And it's not just the New England Open for Business thing that they said last week, because that's similar, I think, to what we're getting from Commander's sources right now. Well, you never know. Could be this, could be that. I think that's New England probably just as much trying to smoke out any possible suitors for that third overall pick. But I think they're more likely to get an offer that makes sense for them moving back, and maybe they still get their quarterback at 8 or 9 or 10. And is McCarthy, like, I'm not saying J.J. McCarthy isn't going, I'm not going nuts and saying J.J. McCarthy isn't going in the first round or McCarthy isn't going top 10. I could still see that happening. But I think to your point, Joe, what I'd see happening is Williams 1, that's in ink. Write it in right now. Carve it in stone. Daniels 2 to Washington. This is all just a bunch of smoke to see if they can't get somebody to come out of the shadows and offer them a Ditka Ricky Williams type deal, like the entire draft for 2 overall. And then I think it really does begin at 3, because the Patriots may look to do something similar to what they did, or to what Arizona did last year, when they went from 3, moved back to 12, and then moved back up to 6. And New England still gets a quarterback, which Robert Kraft wants. They still get J.J. McCarthy. They go, oh, yeah, Michigan guy. Robert Kraft has fuzzy memories of another Michigan guy who once played quarterback there. It all works out for them in the end. That's where I think the maneuvering happens. I do think there's going to be plenty on Thursday night. Scott Smith of 4 for 4 is going to join us 1 hour from now. And we'll see what he thinks. Is this all just smoke coming out of Washington, or is this legit? Are they starting to question Daniels, May, McCarthy even at number 2 overall? Let's jump real quick, guys, into the game ones. Biggest takeaways from game ones in the NBA and a couple of Stanley Cup playoff game ones. I mean, maybe it's 13 goals in Winnipeg, 6 still not enough for the Avalanche to beat the Jets. Maybe it's Ant-Man on Saturday night going off. Maybe it's Dame time. Uh-oh. Could be Dame time, Aaron. Yep, Milwaukee may not be dead, because that's what it looked like yesterday. He's going to do what he can, Dame Lillard, to keep the Bucks in this thing.
Man, you just put that up on the tee, because that's where I was going, Chris Mack. The Bucks. Maybe this was part of Doc's master plan all along. Like, we'll just look terrible in the regular season, but I'm going to show everyone that we are coming to play in the playoffs. They took care of business. They've got a lot of veterans, so it makes sense that they could flip a switch. But dang, I was impressed with this Bucks team, a team that I've been saying I would fade. Fade in the playoffs, and here they are.
It's the obvious one, but it's something I just can't get back. While I don't want to overreact, because I still think we have, even though we had one close game, right, in the first 8 NBA games, that we're going to have a few that go 6, 7 games. But the home teams, wow. We had all these series that we talked a lot about coin toss series. I can't believe how close the money line series prices are on the majority of them. And typically in the first round, that is not the story in the NBA, but those higher seeds, many of them dominant at home. And while we do guard against overreacting with the sample size of one playoff game, there I would say, guys, half the series, I'm like, okay, I think this is going to be a short one. But the other half, I could see it flipping.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned all eight home teams winning, 7-1 against the spread. Thunder, only one that didn't cover. It was a bigger number, though, 8.5 against the Pelicans. I don't want to take too much out of one game either. And that was my initial knee-jerk reaction. Like, I'm sitting there watching highlights yesterday morning after the Saturday night game ones going, oh, man, Anthony Edwards might be live for MVP.
MVP. Maybe
I immediately go and I'm this close to tapping the screen, right? I'm like, you dummy. He's still got to go through Denver and Boston if he's going to win that. And so I stop, I take a deep breath. But when you see performances like that in game one, when you see Dame Lillard drag Milwaukee. Milwaukee was all over Indiana from the start, propel them out to a big lead and then beat Indy. And you see a team like Dallas, who we all, I think, thought highly of. That was one of those series, Joe, that you mentioned, you know, that this one's definitely going deep. And the Mavericks just don't show up in the first half. Or maybe the Clippers overcompensated for Kawhi Leonard's absence. Not sure what it was, but we've got three game twos that we will look ahead to later in the second hour here on BetQL Daily. Magic try to bounce back in Cleveland, speaking of teams that got dominated in game one. Philly without Embiid, you would think, but who knows? Game two in the Garden tonight. And Lakers, Nuggets as well. We'll get into all those later. A case of the Mondays as well. Scott Smith in 45 minutes for his takes on the NFL draft. We'll give you some of ours, some of the biggest busts of all time. Oh, there are plenty of names out there. Who do we throw out at you in order to say buyer beware with the NFL draft now just 72 hours away? That's next on BetQL Daily.